In the variants of the Dyer disease, the most important variant is the acrokeratosis varioliformis, in which there are localized plain wart-like lesions present on the dorsal aspect of the hands and the feet. Some other clinical variants can also be seen, such as erosive and vesiculobullous lesions can also be seen due to intraepidermal acantholysis. Especially such lesions can be seen in the flexures. Besides this, the other type of the lesions may also be seen, like multiple comedons or nodulocystic acne, causing deeply pitted scars with a typical Dyer disease histology. So here we can keep in mind our differences, that is acne vulgaris, but when we do the histopathology and look at the other signs, then we will be able to know that is the variant of Dyer disease in which comedons and nodulocystic acne are produced, because the lesions are typically being produced in the seborrheic areas, which are the common sites at which normally the acne can be seen. Besides this, sometimes pigmented papular lesions can be seen, or sometimes guttate leucoderma in the racially deeply pigmented cells. So those people who have a darker skin, in them focal lesions in the form of a leucoderma can be seen, or confetti like hyperpigmented macules and papules can also be seen. It is a variant of Dyer disease.